Magic 931's Brooke and Vaughn.
Just me solo at the moment, and I'm actually keen to get a bit of one-on-one time with this next guest. MasterChef Fans vs. Favourites has been going gangbusters on Channel 10. Kicked out of the comp last night is Sashi. He joins us now. Good morning, mate.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine. It was nail-biting TV last night with really a time challenge. It was two time-related schemes. I am somebody, when I'm cooking and there's a recipe involved, I can never do it in the time it's estimated that it'll take me. Do you have any advice on cutting down your cooking time and just getting it done?
I think planning and prep is very important. So if you prep all your ingredients way before time and just cook during that period, I think you'll be fine.
Great. Well, you had 10 minutes to do a dish and then one day to do a dish. Which do you prefer, a little bit or a long time?
A little bit. I always prefer a short cook. I think it just doesn't allow you to think so much. Cook what comes to your mind first and just make it as flavorful as possible.
What is your go-to quick meal then?
Oh, a simple stir-fry with any kind of protein and vegetables and some nice sauce. That is amazing for me.
You've always got that stuff in the pantry as well. That's perfect. I was wondering as well, so Brooke's in isolation this week. She's a little bit crook. I being, you know, a kind, considerate co-host... would love to bring her a little bit of food, something to, you know, raise her spirits and get her some good vitamins and minerals and all of that. What would you recommend as an easy cook to drop off at her place?
A nice, simple chicken soup would be fantastic because at this point of time, when she's crooked, she will not be having a big appetite. So something light, something with soup with a lot of protein will really help her.
So you're a believer in the medicinal properties of chicken soup?
Yes, definitely.
We're really on the same wavelengths today, Sashi. I love this. Tell us, you're out of the competition as a favourite. You know, it's your second time in the show. What is next for you? What can we look forward to?
I'm pretty busy this whole week here. I've been lining up a lot of things that I couldn't finish up during COVID, so I'm pushing them all sometime this year. We're launching my first cookbook in August. Then... I'm also starting a new restaurant in India. So that is happening sometime in June and July. And I'm traveling a lot this year. So there's a fair bit of things happening.
Very busy. You're welcome on our TV screens anytime. Thank you so much for joining us today.
No problem. Thank you so much.